A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkolim Daf Beis. The page is considered 3. Daf Beis Amar Aleph 2a. And we begin from the beginning of the Masechta. Now, the topic of Shkolim is addressed in Talmud Bavli in a most interesting way. Shkolim only has Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, but it has been incorporated as if it is part of Talmud Bavli, and it is included in the Daf Yomi process. Shkolim is the mitzvah to give a certain amount, a half shekel, towards the Beis HaMikdash, so that the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash should be brought collectively by everyone in Klal Yisrael in a very tangible way. Everybody makes a contribution, and from that contribution, once the money is in a specific room, they would tithe that money, they would take out coins in order to purchase the karbanos, and in this way, everybody truly had a partnership in the karbanos. The Rambam, when he brings the laws of Shkolim, brings it not in the section about Beis HaMikdash, but in the section of Zmanim regarding the holidays of the year. And that seems to be the attitude. It's incorporated in the section of Moed as well, in Mishnayos and in Gemara. It's part of the Yomim Tovim. There's Psochim about Pesach, there's Megillah about Purim, and Shkolim is in there as one of the Masechtas, because the timing for giving the Shkolim was very specifically timed so that the new year starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the collection therefore was during the preceding month, the month of Adar, the same month as Purim. Now, there is a fascinating link between Shkolim and Purim, in that the Medrash tells us that when Haman paid with enormous dedication all that money in order to get Achashverosh to allow him to do as he wishes with the Jews, so the expression was that the Shkolim that Klal Yisrael had given for so many years and continued to study and learn about even in Galus, so the Shkolim of Klal Yisrael outweighed the coins of Haman. It's a very Jewish theme that anything that a person does with fervor makes an impact. And the coins that Haman gave, even though they were evil, but he gave it with a lot of dedication, and you need dedication to counteract that. And the Shkolim that the Jews had been giving for so long to the Beis HaMikdash was, according to the Medrash, the power to counteract Haman's endeavor. We therefore link, even to this day, the concept of giving the Shkolim to the Yom Tov of Purim, and the minig is to purposely give our token remembrance of the half shekel right before Purim on Tainis Esther. Typically, they put the plates on the bima, and a person does the half dollar contribution. We have time to discuss what the three half dollar contribution concept is. There'll be time to discuss what age a person has to be in order to start contributing. There's a machlokas rishonim, whether the age is 13 or the age is 20. But the fundamental concept of our contributions today is to remember the machatzis hashekel of the Beis HaMikdash time, and therefore the minig is to give half of the local currency, just as they would give half a shekel. Now, it's important to be aware that in the Mishnah and the Gemara, the term shekel will sometimes be used referring to a half shekel. That's because of the currencies and because that coin became known for the mitzvah that we did with it. But it's the half shekel in terms of original chumash, what the mitzvah was. There was a coin called a shekel, and there was a coin called a half shekel, and it was the half shekel that people were obligated to give as their contribution. So the Mishnah begins. Be'echad ba'adar, on the first day of Adar, mashmi'im al ha'shkolim, they would make announcements regarding the shkolim. And the Gemara on Amid Beis tells us that there is a very powerful lesson regarding what was required in order to get everybody to make this contribution, that they needed to make all these announcements. Later we'll find out in a different Mishnah that they actually could be memashkein, they could take collateral to force a person to give his shekel, because not everybody would necessarily give the shekel voluntarily. And the Gemara on Amid Beis, if you want, we can join and do it together, tells us on the second line that there's a very scary contrast between doing good or doing bad. That the Yetzer Hara works overtime and tries to get people to do the wrong thing, and therefore somehow it seems to be easier to make a contribution for the wrong cause than to make a contribution for the right cause. In the middle of the second line on Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi b'shem Rebbe, hey nikra v'lo nivas, how can you pay attention to this and not tremble? Litova, when it comes to good, kol nediv leiv, anybody who was dedicated gave money to the Mishkan. L'ra'a, but in the same biblical period, the 40 years in the desert, when it came to bad, when it came to making the egel, vayisparku kol ha'am, the entire people made contributions. Likewise, litova, when it comes to good, vayotze Moshe es ha'am, Moshe had to encourage the people to accept the Torah at Har Sinai, lira'a, but when it came to bad, to complaining about Eretz Yisrael, vatikru v'nei kulchem, everybody came forward with the complaint. Likewise, litova, for good, oz yashem Moshe v'nei Yisrael, Moshe had to lead them in song of thanksgiving when the sea split and they were saved finally from Mitzrayim.
You are now muted.
Lira'a, vatisa kol ho'eda, the entire people raised their voices in complaint. We see this contrast between good and bad. The Gemara says that perhaps it's not really a good-bad issue, but it could be that it's just difficult for the Jewish people to decline contribution. And it seems that whenever they are encouraged to give, they give generously. If you skip a line, you'll see the Gemara Tana, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Hadom Asnisa, that's what we learnt, V'yosisa kapora zahav tar, you should make an atonement of pure gold in the Mishkan by the Aron. Yavod zahav shal kapores, let the gold of the kapores come, v'yichaper al zahav shal egel, and it'll atone for the gold of the egel. In other words, the Jewish people have a propensity, a willingness to give, and the question is to make sure that we give to the good cause, and after we gave to the wrong cause, we have to fix it by making sure to give generously to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan. Let's go back to Amud Aleph, and starting from the beginning of the Gemara, which is about five lines from the top. V'lama be'echad ba'ador. Why would they give the shkalim already these announcements from the beginning of Adar, Kedei sheyaviu Yisrael l'shekleim be'onasan, so that the shkolim should come in their proper time, v'titorim terumas halishka min achadosha bizmano, and they would be able to take the tithe and purchase the karbonos from the collective contributions. It should start the new contributions in the proper time, be'echad v'nissan, on the first of Nissan. The Gemara later on this Amud explains how we know that the renewal should take place in the month of Nisan, on that Rosh Chodesh specifically. There are different approaches how to handle the fact that some other people were in outlying areas, and how long would it take for the people, let's say, from Bavel, from Babylonia, to get their shkalim in, and was the tithe that was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan actually going to include everybody? So one approach is that once the coins were en route, so they already had in mind that they are partners, and just like some people's physical coin that was here isn't going to be used for the carbon, but we're tithing the entire contribution. So too, even if something is en route, their actual coin might not be used, but they're considered partners because they already sent the coin. There is another approach that's mentioned, which they actually would do multiple tithes during the course of the year, and somehow that would bring the people in stronger as shutfim, as partners in this collective communal endeavor. Now, when was this original tithe done, and how did they purchase the karbanos? So, presumably, in order to get the night karban of Rosh Chodesh, so the original tithe had to be done in time to purchase that karban. Normally, karbanos are checked for 4 days before they're brought, so presumably, they would be checking the karbanos, but would not actually purchase them until the tithe was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then using this new money, they would purchase the karban and then use it as a karban from the new contributions starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.